Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Last time we talked about protective factors for children to buffer them from doing risky behavior. These are from decades of research by Drs. Hawkins and Catalano from the University of Washington and the international group Communities That Care with groups throughout our area. These factors buffer young people from developing health and social problems like substance addiction and dropping out of school. And like reading, the protective training starts almost from birth. Protective factors include taking part in positive activities in the community like the arts, sports, exercise, volunteering, and clubs. Ask ourselves, are they attaching and bonding to a strong family unit and receiving recognition for positive behavior? Do they interact with peers who are also very positive? At school, do children have opportunities for participation in excellent classes, positive interactions, and get help nurturing talents and receive recognition? Are they learning and using social skills? Do they believe and follow a moral order and rules? Do they have emotional control? Do they interact with positive peers? These are serious questions families and communities are asking and working hard to answer and providing for as we face a storm of substance addiction and other problems in our communities. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.